Valerie, will she, as an institution, thank Dr. Soto, Dr. Moon, and Dr. Tenenbaum, what hopefully will be a very inspiring opportunity. Let me just begin with a few words of divinity. Martosus and Rappas and Dr. Paul, when you have a subject Brahmana, typically a subject Brahma, that always is Lakuma. A Sveta Daraisa is always Lakuma. And yet, what's not clear from the Gemara, in fact, my book is the Rambam in Arabic, is if you have a subject Daraisa, and you must do Sveta Daraisa Lakuma, do you make a Brahma? Do you make a Brahma on Sveta Daraisa Lakuma? Or do you argue, Holoflip, repeat the mitzvah, but don't recite the Brahma? So the Rambam discusses this in five places. It's interesting, Sirat Rambam. In four places, the Rambam writes, perform the mitzvah, but don't recite the Brahma. That's the Rambam in Perigimel of Delphicitis, Perigimel of Delphicitis, Perigimel of Delphicitis, the Rambam of Delphicitis, Perigimel, where the Rambam writes, mitzvah yes, but Brahma no. So for example, Shita, you do Shita of a koi, a sapi chai, a sapi vein. You have to cover the dam, you see a dam, you sapi yes, but the Rambam writes, but ain't no more, don't say the Brahma. Sapi Brahma is indeed the good. The one exception that the Rambam has is for a base of the Yimimo, a local Kriyashma. There the Rambam writes Sapi Kara Kriyashma, Sapi Gokara. The Rambam paskins Kriyashma is Daraisa, even though that's my focus in Gemara. But the Rambam writes, close of the Korish of the Borek, the Vanilla Karela. You have to repeat Berthas Kriyashma at this time. So that no doubt requires more elaborate shir, but the simple understanding of the Rambam is that Birchas Kriya Shema is not just a separate, independent being for our Paskin, one way when it comes to Kriya Shema, another way when it comes to the Brahma, but Birchas Kriya Shema are part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Midaraisa not, but Midrabana, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is Kriya Shema to Birchas El. That's a Hiddush that God explained, very interesting in Memphah. And therefore, if it's a subject in Kriya Shema, you have to recite Birchas Kriya Shema as well. In other words, that Birchas Kriya Shema are part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So that, no doubt, is an important frame of reference, something that Rabbi Tenenbaum is going to expand on, that the first of the Birchas Kriya Shema is Yom Sarvor Uvore Koshe, Koser Shom Uvore Yisakol, that is part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Without that, you don't properly fulfill the mitzvah of accepting a Kaddish Baruch Hu as a melech. And that's something that no doubt is stunning. The need to be able to take a step back, as the Rambam writes, for a base in Opus Yisoli HaTorah, to recognize what a Kaddish Baruch Hu does, to get a glimpse of Yalko of who a Kaddish Baruch Hu is, and for us that is part of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. I'll give you an example from this Shabbos' Kriya Satorah. Something which is absolutely stunning, a sukkim kumim after the test of Sama. The Torah tells us all animals, and behemoth tahora, behemoth tameya. You know what the Torah tells us? There are four animals, not three, not five, there are four animals that have one siman of behemoth tahora and one siman of behemoth tameya. Imagine, that's what the Torah says. You can go throughout the entire world, and you will only find, the Torah tells us, four animals that have one siman of Tara and one siman of Tuma. That's something which is absolutely incredible. Who could make such a statement that, you know what, canvas my entire world and you will not find any other number than the four that the Torah lists? That's something which is stunning. You know what the Gemara says? Kulam Natsuk and Abdul Tez. Shalit Ba'olamo Yodea. The master of the universe knows, no? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make such a state. And what's incredible is that, you know, you go from country to country, and you discover for us all different new species that have never existed. But guess what? You will not find any other hymn that has one sin of Tara and one sin of Tuma. You know, the Gemara writes, "Lund Asama Mikan Shuva Lahomen She'ein Torah in Hashemah." This is the Raya Mutakas. Someone tells you, you know, that the Torah Hashem is not Yihya Gura. You know, the answer is that obviously not. Rosh Hashanah tells us that certainty is not the case. And that certainly is true here as well. When you experience such an event of and so it is. You have to recognize, you know, this is not a natural phenomenon. This is not something that is in any shape or form coincidental. This is a sukya, a sukhanda patesh. The Gemara is clear, this is not a sin in Rafa, this is a sin in Ra, because, you know, we always consider light to be a source of absolute bright. Light of Koshet for us is an indicator of those, of those. Then on us, of Alelos. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates something that diminishes, it reduces our ability to see light, it's clear in the Gemara that that is a sin in Ra. It's an incredible manifestation of Hashkachas Hashem, and the Gemara, of course, attributes that to Aveira. To Aveira, take a look. Well, now that's sukkah. It's a result of Aveira. And when someone will ask you, how could a predictable event be a result of Aveira? You know what the answer is? The answer is Kumadav Mates, that Shavit Ba'olam Al Yadeya. This is our Kaddish Baruch Hu speaking. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what was, what is, what will be. That really is not a kasha. But realize for Ben Tov, you have to recognize these are events that you take a step back and you experience absolutely close and close level. Now, I experienced that Friday, I know about Rosh Hashanah, the radio was on, and you hear people speaking about a natural phenomenon. You hear people speaking about like a coincidence. This is not a natural phenomenon. No, in the sense of the Rambam, this is a nice. They're nisim nisim and they're nisim that are nisim gulim. And this is certainly not coincidental. You know, the world here of Shabbos is speaking about, you know, a coincidence that we're going to experience. It's like coming off of that Virgo pipe saying, no, all of a sudden there's no thing. No, but this is not a coincidence. No, you know, it's like, this is something that coming off of that I'm doing. No, an earthquake. And I recognize that all of this. And I'll tell you, there's something amazing. You can find this online. There is an account of the Chafetz Chaim experiencing a solar eclipse. This was June 29th, 1927. There was a solar eclipse. And the Chafetz Chaim, before that happened, you know, he got everything. And of course, he started to see that this is no doubt a sin in Ra, but nonetheless, absolutely miraculous. The detail was amazing because they realized at that time, if you look at the sun, it can be very dangerous. They didn't have these unusual glasses, no? They took shards of glass. And they would put it near a candle that was burning. And when you do that, it frosts the glass, it becomes black. And everybody would look at the solar eclipse with that frosted fragments of glass. And something you can see, it's inspiration, like meet their counts. Public sign is standing there. And next to him is for the public truck. And next to him is for Mendel's axe. They can know all experience. And the Chafetz Chaim explained to the people as well is that, you know, in earlier generations, hard for us to imagine, people worship this thing. Unusual, no? Hard for us to envision that, but clear. Torah Hashem speaks about that. Not even to make images of the sun, right? Because of that concern. The world would worship the sun. And even if you're not a sun worshiper, but if I think of something that manifests power, light. You know, no doubt that the sun's brilliance comes to mind. And the Chafetz Chaim says it's so clear to us that the sun is not a creator. The Chafetz Chaim said, of course, the sun is a creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates to us that that's true, that the sun is an ember. The sun in no shape or form is considered to be a deity. All of a sudden, the sun in the fall is coming. And you have the moon that's so much smaller, 1/400 of, and all of a sudden, the moon positions itself, Siyata Nishmaya, and all of a sudden, it absolutely blocks out any of the radiance of the sun. After the earth is come, so the sun turns all the people and said, recognize that, isn't it obvious there that the sun is dead? The sun is not the shun alone. No, the sun certainly is not here. Darken the sun. In an instant. know what? If you position yourself properly, all of a sudden, now that you can have rain over the entire world, or forgives us. And that's something which is our Hashem, that is our mindset now. It's a result of course as a matter. And therefore, a person has to be close to the truth. Something which is clear. You can take a look at the Earl of Conner, that's looking at the test, whether it's a sin in Rav for the entire world, for Moshallah. The Earl of Conner writes it, it's a result of how they relate to us, thanks to us today. A very expansion of Marva Arabic. And out of there was the Moshallah. And that means a person has to be very, very careful during this life. And a fresh Chabad, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's Mahadullah. It's not internalized, what indeed this means. Nothing is random in this world. Nothing is capricious. Nothing at all is coincidental. It's a broader presentation. It's constant of the Ramban and then the Persians. Where, in the Hanis, I'm going for some, but I'm over the Nisan Hanis Tari. Shehen la'adam teyde pepper as long as you're here. That's the Ramban. That's recorded at the graduation. Now you have to know that Ramban by heart. No? Ramban tells us nothing in this world is natural. There's no such thing as Teva. Everything is a result of the Nes. There's certain Nisim that occur each and every day, so it's not a Nisim. And there's certain things that occur that are absolutely Nisim bloom. And the purpose of these things, to hone your vision, to be able to recognize that everything is a result of Hashgachas Hashem. Look how this time took out, that the entire moment that was there, to be able to experience solar eclipse, and the concept, absolute emunah and bitachon, and to recognize that to indeed that we are, that we're nishlah, maybe small numbers, that we have that enormous capacity to be able to overreach, to be able to overpower and know who he is. Positioning. You have to position yourself in the Torah Hashem explicitly, and you have to be spotted by Ben Torah, Yisya'at, Shmaya, and Yeshua. Says the whole time.